take control of the airways toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch an hour number two of the program live from Manchester, New Hampshire. Not where we normally are. Normally we do our show from our studios in Keene. Today we are at Manchester Cable Access Channel 23, going to be actually simulcasting here on their TV channel in about an hour's time. So very much looking forward to bringing some new listeners, or in this case viewers, into our audience. Of course, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Mark, I know you're hot. You want to talk about these election results, but Sam's been on the line holding very patiently from Texas. Let's talk to Sam. Hey, Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
I blame the board op, by the way. I asked him. He mentioned something about a Sam and McCain, and I figured that meant you were on the line, but he didn't confirm it for me. So
no problem.
It's all of our fault. Anyway,
no problem.
So what's on your mind tonight, man? I wanted to make you wait till the top of the hour anyway, because we've got more listeners.
So, yeah, I finally got the technical problem worked out about 1 o'clock and started working on the video last night and got it posted.
Now, this is a video of what?
This is a video of, well, I put a little introduction on it so people knew the context of what happened, but this was something that happened on Saturday night at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum at the hotel where the Free State Projects convention was going on, where McCain had come in from campaigning out all day. Basically, there was some contact earlier on. The first time was on Friday. Some people had come and gotten me and said, hey, McCain's in the lobby. Go film him with your camera. Mm-hmm. So I did, but I was 15 feet away at least, or 20 feet away. His press secretary immediately ran up, asked me to stop filming. I went ahead and complied because he was there as a guest and was having a conversation with someone. Then, as I was leaving, they're asking me, well, what network are you with and who are you with? I just looked at him, kind of shrugged my shoulders and walked off. And that's when one of the, I believe, security personnel came over to the registration desk and started asking questions about, the Free State Project and what are you guys doing and do you have any literature and so forth. And this is the same guy that's in the video that I posted on YouTube.
Right.
Okay. So, I was in the studio that you guys had set up there filming the show going on when McCain came in. So I grabbed my camera, went out to the lobby, and just started filming. He was talking to supporters this time, but they had made it clear that they weren't going to answer any questions, and it's hard to, ask when I'm working the camera. So I just went around, started asking people, tried to get Gardner or somebody to go up and ask him some tough questions, and we could capture it on film. The one person that was willing to do it was Barry Cooper, so we sent someone running off to get him. He makes it back in time to catch McCain as he's getting on the elevator. And there's a security guy, the same guy that had asked questions at the registration desk earlier, came up and kind of sat in between the two of us, and we both went around him to join McCain on the elevator, ask him some questions on the way up. And that's when the security guy grabbed me and, kind of pulled me back. At the same time, somebody with the McCain's put his hand out and pushed me back as well. Apparently, I think the microphone on my camera possibly struck Mrs. McCain because, he was pushing me around. And they forced us off the elevator. Barry was trying to ask questions. He's, of course, a drug reform activist, was trying to ask
questions. Right, Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com.
Correct. And he wanted to know about medical marijuana. And this is the same Senator McCain who, I believe, wouldn't even answer some questions about a guy in a wheelchair. Would you arrest me if
right,
I used
from
my
a
medicine?
Guy. Yeah, from a guy in a wheelchair. He wouldn't answer his questions.
I just find that sickening that, this is a guy that's doing so well in the primaries, it appears. Sorry, Mark. And, he won't even talk about some issues. Do we want somebody in the presidency that has subjects that are just off limits for discussion? We can't even talk about that.
Certainly not.
How is it that, just out of curiosity, how is it that the campaign people could manhandle you, put their hands on you, and kind of push you around and treat you like that? I mean, How is it that they're able to do that? I mean, why aren't they in jail right now?
Well, no one pressed charges.
And because they're politicians. I mean, I don't think they would have either, you know, had I requested it. Do you think a police officer is really going to go up and arrest, you know, the campaign person for a United States senator, Mark? Please.
You know, that's what they should do.
Well, now, McCain didn't touch
you. To me, it's a free country. You know, maybe you've... I don't know whether you were asked by the hotel prior to this incident not to film John McCain, but to me, that's... You were not asked. You should be able to film that guy, whether he likes it or not. I mean, if he doesn't like it, he can wear a bag over his head. I don't know. I mean,
right, and it's a public elevator, so it's not like you were running to get into a private elevator. The way the hotel was set up was, to my knowledge, there were no express elevators. Otherwise, I'm sure the McCain and his crew would be using them. This is a public elevator. You had to use a little strip card, magnetic card, to get access to the penthouse, which is where the McCain crew was staying at. So in order to get to the penthouse, they had to mingle with the rest of us little people. And so, hey, you should have picked a motel with an express elevator, buddy, if you didn't want people coming into the elevator with you.
Well, or if, I mean, there's a simpler method that he could have had enough security around with him that, you know, when they got in the elevator, they got on the elevator. That was it. You know, they stood at the door and it's like, no room. You know, just you know, a couple of gorillas standing at the door, so
sure.
No room. You couldn't get past, and that would have been it.
Yeah, that
so,
would
Sam,
have.
I was going to say, you've turned this into a YouTube video, and our listeners can go see it. Where should they go to do that?
Go to youtube.com/obscuredtruth, or you can search for Cooper McCain, and it will come up in the search results. And there's a picture of the hotel lobby for the main video.
Great. So that's youtube.com/obscuredtruth. And, of course, that's all one word, youtube.com/obscuredtruth. I saw it today. Thought it was well done. You've actually got footage of you chasing the bodyguard out into the parking lot and him just running away. Like he was supposed to be protecting McCain, right?
Apparently.
He left and ran off, got in his SUV or whatever, and zipped away.
Well, he lit up
a cigarette. What was that
about? I don't know. He wouldn't answer any questions about who he was. We had his face on camera, and he was just sitting in the car lighting up a cigarette or something. Kind of, I think it was a way to hide his face. And so we just left him out there.
Oh, well, you'd gotten his face good by that point, so that was pointless.
And my intention is really, if these guys are going to act this way, I think their actions should be exposed and shown for, you know, the way that they are acting in public, and the things that they're doing should be brought to the public view, especially if this guy is representing somebody who's and working directly for somebody who's potentially could be a next president.
Now Barry Cooper, and you're actually now working together with Barry from NeverGetBusted.com. Is he going to be utilizing this video footage in any of his upcoming upcoming products?
He is. I got him a copy of everything that we recorded. There's also some footage that's not in the YouTube video. Mm-hmm. He's going to put that in his movie premiere that's happening this Saturday as kind of an outtake reel, I believe.
Very cool. Well, are you going to that premiere by chance?
I've got two shoots on Saturday. That's one of them, so I don't know how long I'll be there, but I am going to film some of that and post that to the YouTube channel as well.
Cool. Well, it was like I was pointing out last night on the show that you getting together with Barry in a business sense is something that came out as a result of the Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and the wonderful networking opportunity it is that you get to meet with other people that love freedom and liberty, and you never know what will happen as a result of going to an event like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We found a way to kind of cross-promote some of the things that we both have going on and help each other out, and I think that's
very good
in the libertarian spirit.
Sam? Awesome. Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for your patience, and I look forward to hearing from you again, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way here, Mark's been chomping at the bit to give us some of these primary results. We've got like 10% of the, I guess, the precincts reporting in. We'll give you the latest. Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. One of those features includes live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version as well, both free for you. freetalklive.com, though the dial-up version is not in effect for tonight because we are broadcasting live from Manchester Cable Access, NCAM TV 23. Well, we're in their studio. We're not actually on the air with them yet. We actually did a special TV-only version of the show earlier today.
Well, we spent 4 hours on the air earlier and came straight in here and went on the air here. And it's a Free Talk Live marathon.
It really has been. We've had barely enough of a break to grab a few slices of pizza and go to the bathroom. But that's about all we've really had time for. But it's been fun. It's been great. And as a result, I'm sure a number of Manchester Television subscribers have been exposed to Free Talk Live, which they've never been exposed to before. Which is really
they've managed to make it all this time.
Right. The number one reason we came out here. So we'll be they'll be joining us for a simulcast here in the third hour. In the meantime, the show operates as normal, and it will, of course, in the third hour as well. 800-259-9231. So, Mark, you want to talk about the election?
I do. I want to talk about the results.
Even though it's only 11% reporting in, anything can happen from here on out.
12%.
12% of the precincts reporting. It, of course, is New Hampshire primary night. What is your analysis, sir?
Well, I don't have an analysis. I'm only going to report the numbers. At this point, all the analyzing in the world doesn't really matter much. I'm going to give you the number that everyone cares about on our show. Ron Paul's at 9%.
Oh, man.
With 36 out of 301, that's 12%, 36 out of 301 precincts reporting, he's at 9%.
Man, you'd think he'd do better than he did in Iowa. That's not over yet. I mean,
apparently
only
the free state isn't quite as free as we think. Let me give off the numbers as we have them here. This is... For the Democrats, there's 37 precincts reporting. For the Republicans, it's 36, and that's the newest results that I have. Hillary Clinton at 38%, Barack Obama at 36. This has been going back and forth, neck and neck. No telling what's going to happen there. John Edwards, he's in the crapper at 17%. Bill Richardson, who I love to mention, 4%, and Dennis Kucinich at 2%. The funny thing is, there's a guy named Randy Crow who's beating Joe Biden, Mike Gravel, and Chris Dodd.
No, he's beating Joe Biden, Mike Gravel, Chris Dodd, and Fred Thompson, and Duncan Hunter, and Alan Keyes.
Wow.
And everybody else.
And I've never heard of this Randy Crow guy.
Well, Randy Crow is clearly the news story of the night here as far as the results are concerned. This man has 441 votes so far with 12% reporting. I've seen, driving around the state here, I mean, we've been doing a lot of driving in the past couple of days. We went up Route 9 yesterday and on Route 101 today, so we've been all over the place. And there were signs for some other people. If you go back to that list, Mark, pull that up again. There were some signs for some other, you know, one of those candidates you've never heard of. He's not getting any coverage at all.
His name was actually Henry Hughes.
Henry Hughes. How's he doing?
He's got, three votes.
He's a Democrat. Now, how can that be? Henry Hughes has gotten three votes.
I saw more than that, more signs than that.
Right. Oh, I've seen at least 50 Henry Hughes signs around the state. He's gotten nothing. And this guy, Randy Crow, comes out of nowhere with 441 votes.
Now, the only thing I can figure is he's some kind of cultish religious leader up in northern New Hampshire.
Maybe so. He's definitely, let's see, I don't know where he's from. Let's see if I can figure that out. No, North Carolina.
I don't know.
North Carolina?
I don't know where this guy came from.
I'm on his website right now, and let's see. He says, according to him, and now this is interesting.
I don't know why you call this the news story of the night. The guy's got 441 votes out of...
it's news because it's
Hillary
a no-name.
Clinton's got 14,000.
But he's a no-name who's beaten out Biden, Mike Gravel, Chris Dodd, Fred Thompson, Duncan Hunter, all these people with probably several hundred thousand dollars at their disposal.
Yeah.
That's news, Mark. It's outstanding.
He's got more than half the number of the votes Dennis Kucinich has.
I'm just looking at his website. He does seem to be a little bit crazy. But then again, those other guys are crazy too, right? I mean, these Democrats and Republicans, they're crazy in that they want to run your life. And this guy's actually pretty sensible on some issues. He's actually, if you had to vote for a Democrat, this guy wouldn't be too bad of a choice. I haven't had a chance to read his entire website, but he's very
New World Order part kind of freaks me out a little bit. But
well, he's very clearly...
Could be worse.
He's very clearly anti-war. He makes that clear. He references antiwar.com. He's
for lower taxes.
Iraq war. He's for lower taxes. He is, he's also... he says... Here's his little flyer that he scanned in. Position on the issues. A financial conservative, I don't support income tax, Social Security contributions, government size, or national debt increases. An advocate of free enterprise, fair competition, the breakup of corporate monopolies, and eliminate the Federal Reserve. Now, look, I mean, this isn't all perfect free market stuff here. You know, breaking up corporate monopolies.
He sounds like a patriot from the, you know, like the Patriot movement.
Yeah, yeah, he does. He sounds like sort of a, yeah, a patriot just running on the Democratic platform. He says he wants to end the Iraq War.
Democratic ticket. This is not their platform.
Oh, thank you. Right about that. He says to withdraw troops consistent with American interests. He says he's concerned about election fraud, and then, you know, then it gets to the craziness. It says here, as president, I will be the country's moral compass. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure if that means he wants to enforce his morality on everyone else.
I don't know what it means either, but it is not good.
He's been a soccer coach for 10 years, though, Mark. That's why I'd vote for
him. Well, a compass points to north,
yeah,
and I'm fine with him pointing north. As soon as he starts pointing a gun at me, that's something entirely different.
He's not a lawyer. He's got a BBA from San Houston State University. He goes to church a lot. So,
speaking of pointing guns, we were speaking on the air tonight. We were on Joe. What was Joe's last name on the TV show?
That's a good question.
We were on Joe's show.
Nice guy. I like Joe.
On the local cable access station here in Manchester. And we were talking to a gentleman with an incredibly great name. What was his name? Darren Eldorado or something like that?
I don't know.
The YouTube guy? Yeah, the YouTube guy from the Kucinich campaign.
Whatever.
Gosh, I
started with a D. I know that much.
Yeah. Either way. I really should be able to rattle off these people's names, but I've talked to so many today in the last week. But did you get to see his face when I explained to him the power of force behind socialized medicine?
Yeah, he
was caught by surprise and agreed completely.
Yeah, he didn't seem too comfortable. When we explained the force issue, he didn't seem too comfortable supporting his position anymore at that point.
At the point that he realized that the only way to get socialized medicine out there. Now, this is a lefty, and I've heard this violence opinion expressed before. You know that you got to use violence for lefties. That once that lefty realized that the way he was supporting his socialized medicine campaign, if I didn't want to play ball, was either by taking me to jail, imprisoning me, or shooting me, or in some way stealing my property. He backed way, way off.
Yeah. I thought that was good, but what I thought might have been better was when you actually got an answer out of him on the question of, well, what government program has worked? Because he's talking about government taking over health care, and you said, well, what government, historically, point to a government program.
It took three times asking the question.
And what was his answer? Real quick, he said, I don't know. And he moved on and, you know, started talking about
I don't know, but... Da, 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 da.
Yep.
And the other guy on the show, who gave one of my favorite government programs, the interstate system, Joe, gave the interstate system, and we're going to have him on a little later, I think.
Are we? Okay, great.
That's compared to what? The free market enterprise system?
More on the way. This is your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. And some of those features include the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. You can create all kinds of neat things over there. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We'll bring you some more numbers here in a moment, Mark. I know you're still itching to talk about these things. And an update on Randy Crow as well, a no-name candidate that we were just talking about, who we had thought was beating out a number of the big names, if you will. We'll give you a Randy Crow update here in a moment. But first, we go to your phone calls. Talk to Dave, listening in Athens on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Last night, but we should have won, but the best team won.
Wait, who lost? I'm sorry,
OSU
what?
OSU lost.
What's OSU? Is that some college?
Ohio State.
Is that football? In football?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was rooting for Ohio State, but I got a funny story to tell you.
Please do. I prefer funny stories over sports.
Yeah, I was at Disability ADA's 10th anniversary, and Bob Dole was speaking there.
Uh-huh.
I was out in the lobby, and someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Do you want to get your picture taken with Bob Dole?" And I thought they were joking. Sure enough, there was Bob Dole.
Is that the funny story?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231. We continue. He needs to work on his timing. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire, maybe a little bit more. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there. Oh, John's gone. Let's try Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, hi, hon. They're giving the results, and I'll tell you what. They're saying McCain won New Hampshire.
You know, that's how it's looking.
That's a lie. Did you hear what the soldier said about McCain?
No, what?
They said they're tired of his lies, and they said that they're dying over there for lies, and they said they want out of there, said that all of them are sending money to Ron Paul.
No, he is getting the most contributions from military members.
Yeah, and they said they want to come home and vote for him. But anyway, the soldiers are, they're so mad at McCain. They said he better shut his mouth because he's lying to everybody.
Mm. Well, you know, you're saying that, are you suggesting there's been fraud here, Paula?
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, we found out there was, yeah.
I may have
Ron
a little bit of evidence
and
for that.
Obama are ahead of everybody by the thousands.
Well, I don't know, man. It looks like Hillary Clinton's ahead on the Democratic side right now.
Matter of fact, we found out about Obama. Brzezinski is using Obama. They want to use him to go in to stop China from doing what they're doing, and they, you know, going into Africa and all this kind of stuff. They want to cut them off, China. And because he is from Kenya, Brzezinski is using him.
Who are you talking about? I don't even know who that is.
Obama. He was with the Carter administration.
Okay. And what's the relevance of this?
Huh?
What's the relevance?
Well, that he's going to bring us into World War III.
Who, Obama is?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And, you know, it's possible. I mean, any of these people could start World War III. And how will we know when World War III has started? That's what I want to know. I mean, will there be any sort of indicator? Will they say, this is World War III? Did they call World War II World War II when it was happening?
Well,
sort of in history, you look back and you say,
World War II.
Did they?
Well, this thing with Iran will bring it about.
Well, very good, Paula. Thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. Paula alleging some possible voting silliness here and some slight of hand.
Let me first rattle off the presidential numbers here. John McCain at 38%. This is with 41 precincts voting reporting.
That's 14% of precincts.
Excuse me, 14%, 41 precincts. John McCain at 38%. Mitt Romney at 29%. Huckabee at 12%. Giuliani at 10%. Ron Paul at 8%.
Oh man, it's going down.
You know, I don't want to be a spoil sport here, but you're talking about 14%. That's a huge NTEB. Anything could happen, but likely Ron Paul is not going to move more than 2 points off that 8%.
You don't think he's got, are you thinking he's not going to see 10% tonight?
I hope he sees 10% after looking at these numbers.
He doesn't. It really will. And, you know, maybe Paul is onto something because we uncovered a shocking example of possible voter fraud or a system fraud, or I don't know what you want to call this, but a few moments ago we had told you about this newsworthy candidate. What was the guy's name? His name was Richard. No. What's his name, Mark?
Randy Crow.
Randy Crow, okay. Yeah, his website doesn't even have a title at the top. Randy Crow, who is sort of like this weird kind of conspiracy conservative running on the Democratic ticket, who had shown up at almost, you know, he'd had 1% of the vote here, beating out several other candidates, including Mike Gravel and Joe Biden, as well as even Fred Thompson, with over 440 votes.
I've still got the pages up here, and on the Democratic side, previously on NHPR.org.
That's New Hampshire Public Radio.
Right. He had 441 votes. That's 1%. And then I refreshed on a different page because I was, you know, they were going slow and I wanted to have one up at all times. Mm-hmm. I refreshed and he suddenly has 7 votes.
How does that
0%.
Happen?
Dropping below all those guys. I don't know. I mean,
did NHPR type it in wrong? Did they get bad information from the state?
At this point, it's all speculation. All I can tell you is at one point, I looked, and we talked about it on the air here, 441 votes Randy Crow had. Now he has 7. My question is, you know, what else is being misreported?
Mm.
You know, what other numbers are we getting that are incorrect? You know, the guy here is old Randy, is the kind that believes the New World Order is out to get him.
Maybe he's right.
My question is the New World Order out to get Randy? And certainly,
I mean, we're no fans.
If they weren't paying good enough attention to Randy, you know, and he went from 441 to 7, I'm just talking here. Surely they were paying better attention to Ron Paul. How many votes does Ron Paul have that we're only seeing currently 2,100 up to 2,200 votes for him.
You know, I'm no conspiracy theorist, Mark, when it comes to this New World Order concept. I know a number of our listeners certainly subscribe to it. There's no doubt in my mind there are people in search of power. Does this mean that there's some dark, smoky room somewhere where they're making these decisions and they're all, you know, the Bilderbergers or whatever that's in charge here? I don't know. I don't claim to know. But I do know there are people in search of power, and those people in search of power are willing to do what it takes in order to enshrine their power and keep it the way it is. So we've certainly seen evidence in the past of voter fraud. Many of these systems that are automated around the country, the computer voting systems, they are hackable. The experts have made that very clear. But in New Hampshire, there are no computing systems. I think it's tallied electronically, but there are no electronic voting. You have to go in and literally color in a block on a voting form.
Well, but then you, I don't know everything that goes on after that. But then you take it in Keene. I take my ballot and I slide it into this disturbing looking machine that looks remarkably like a giant laser printer.
Yeah.
And then what happens to it?
I don't know. Julia was there when they counted the votes for her election, and she
said, were they paper ballots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she said that they have some sort of machine that they flip on, and it, I guess, runs through the ballots.
Like they did in school.
Yeah, and counts them, like a Scantron or something.
Mm.
But I guess that could be programmed. I guess that could be gamed to some extent.
It could be for the first count, but if you've got paper ballots, then you can always go back and recount.
Hmm. Well, either way, Ron Paul not doing so hot tonight so far with 12% reporting and only 9% there. Actually, it was 8% earlier, so
it's
fluctuating.
He's close to 8 to 9.
Oh, WMUR saying 14% reporting there with 8%. Well, anyway, we'll know more later on as the show continues. We'll bring you another update in hour number 3 because following these numbers is really kind of pointless. It really only matters when it's done and over with, and so far,
well, I'd say we're not going to be somewhere
15%. Like 8%. Want your thoughts? 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Still to come here, lots to talk about, including your calls about anything you want. It is the live edition of the program broadcasting from Manchester, New Hampshire tonight. Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. Pick up some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, everything from Free Talk Live hats to T-shirts, hoodies. We've got the Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, which I must say came in handy over the weekend at the Liberty Forum with all the drinking going on there. So that's certainly a very, and drinking and smoking, very useful device. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to pick one up for yourself. That's store.freetalklive.com. And when you're done shopping there, if there's anything else you need for life, you can get it at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. What are you pointing at?
I'm pointing at we got to do a live read here, man.
Oh, okay. That's what you've been trying to do.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Well, get to it.
Remember we do that? How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without having to permanently change your diet? Well, you can. Check out the real testimonials and find out how to order at FTLDiscount.com. That's FTLDiscount.com.
Wow, you did that one from memory. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. That's why I couldn't tell. I didn't know you were going to do it that way. All right. 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Larry in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, it looks like the ballot box is out. People better be looking at the cartridge box, considering what's coming next. If they haven't gone out and got them, they better be working on it, because what has been said is the federal government, in addition to passing this Veterans Disarmament Act, where they want to go after, you know, our veterans that have served this country in Bush interests well, they want to disarm any of them that have had any psychological counseling, make it illegal for them to own weapons. They've also bought some contracts with Remington, Federal, and Winchester for all future ammunition and primers. Interestingly enough, Cabela's catalog no longer stocks double-aught buck. Your ammunition shortages are going to grow acute. People better be aware of these things now. As you said, they're not going to give up power easily. These guys are crooks. They're going to do everything they can to run over us. And
so you're suggesting that coming soon, the federal government may put some sort of restriction on ammo sales.
They're buying them up. They simply won't be there. What good are your guns going to be if there is no ammunition on the shelves to fire through them? They've already bought contracts with your tax dollars with the federal Winchester and Remington for future ammunition and primers. That means the stuff is going out. You know, there just isn't going to be any with your tax dollars. Isn't that great?
Wow, that's definitely pretty disturbing. Now, I don't think it's necessarily, I mean, you said that the cartridge box, you're not suggesting that people get violent, are you?
I'm suggesting they be ready to defend themselves, considering that the goals of the Patriot Act and the Homeland Gestapo are really to be used on American citizens and not pigmentary foreign terrorists, considering that, you know, it is the Bush administration, the CIA, that created the bogus 9/11 situation. And they've been using that as an excuse for all of these top-off type terrorist drills where they've been practicing to take over towns and take over cities, setting up how many detention camps built by Cheney's Halliburton. You know, we're recreating exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. Indeed, the Bush family worked with the Nazis then, and they're the new Nazis now. 9/11 is the new Reichstag.
Imagine what did you imagine Ron Paul getting in New Hampshire? You're saying that the ballot box isn't working. So
I think that this has been, you know, I heard another GCN host, Jack Blood, talking earlier that they'd released similar results earlier in the day. You know, it's just like when ABC News years ago released election results before the election had even occurred, you know, happened.
Well, there were, in fact, some results released. There were
exit polling.
There were three precincts in New Hampshire that reported before all of them because
the midnight ones,
places
right?
Like Dixville Notch, everybody goes out at midnight. There's only 100 people or so in the town. They've all voted, and Ron Paul was at 14% earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what Jack Blood reported. I don't generally listen to Jack Blood's show. As a matter of fact, I've never listened to Jack Blood's show. I don't want to mislead anyone to think that I have. But
I mean, come on. McCain, Hillary, everybody, you know, even the Democrats is, you know,
I believe
Republican vice precinct committee person here. We're pushing Ron Paul in Owen County, Indiana.
I'm very disappointed. I was expecting Ron Paul to do better. He had more signs here in New Hampshire.
He
may very well. I don't know. I can't tell you whether he did or not. But I absolutely positively do believe that the American people are stupid enough to elect Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or...
They're ignorant.
Look, whatever they are, they're jamming their little rules and all the stuff that these politicians are going to bring to us, the American people, they're jamming them down my throat.
Well,
and I'm upset about it. I'm not saying that we should whip out guns.
No, I don't think so either.
But
I think that the appropriate thing to do at this point...
You better have them prepared, boys.
Well, it's a good, you know, it's really convenient. It's against federal law for me to own a gun.
Well, yeah, I don't think I would let that stop you. Because when they're gathering 20, 30 on the doorstep, I don't care if I go down. I'm going to take some of them with me. Remember what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said? You know, even if they'd used pokers, axes, or picks... You know, if you go after enough of these cowards, you take their numbers down, you're going to bring the cursed machine to a halt.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, if the Jews in Germany had met them at their, met the SS at the doors with any sort of retaliatory force, then it would have gone a long way to prevent a serious amount of atrocity. So I think it is important to be armed and be prepared for the
future.
Unfortunately,
they come for us one at a time. They came for the Jews one at a time. They told them how things were going to be, and then, you must comply. And it seems like...
And they didn't know they were going off to...
In the history of man, that freedom just doesn't work for us.
Well, it's never really been tried. There have always been people in search of power.
We certainly don't incrementally move towards it.
Well, no, because people in search of power are constantly looking to increase that power, increase their scope over others. And in that process, they're indoctrinating people with false ideas and the concept that government is good and useful and necessary. I think you're right, Larry. I think that, you know, at this point, people need to make sure that they have their affairs in order, that they've got some weapons and some ammunition, but not to actually take any sort of initiated force. I know you could make the argument the government has already initiated the force, and I understand that point.
I'm speaking defensive only.
Absolutely. I think that at this...
If you guys want to see, you know, how controlled this voting process was, how one guy was in charge of a lot of the voting process, take a look at some of the stories posted on whatreallyhappened.com. I can't remember the guy's name right now, and I don't have it up, but, you know, the same situation as it was out in Iowa. You know, there is control of these voting mechanisms in the hands of a very few.
Sure. Well, the state runs the voting. I mean, that's what I was saying the other night on the show. And by the way, Larry, thank you for the call. What I was saying the other night is that it's very, very difficult to advance freedom in any significant fashion by using the system. You're playing by the rules they set up. And if the rules are actually ending up working in your favor, they usually end up changing them. And so I think it's important to be prepared for the future. I hope it doesn't come to violence. I don't want, you know, to be fighting in the streets. I don't want that. And I think that if we have enough people doing nonviolent civil disobedience, it will never come to that point. I think if enough people stand up and say, enough is enough, we've had it, we're not going to participate in this nonsense anymore. Look, this isn't the country, this isn't the free country I was told I was living in when I was a kid. I would like to have freedom. I'd like to have the liberty to live my life how I want, as long as I don't harm anyone else. So screw you to the government, and, you know, you're not getting any more money. I think that's an easy first step to say, you know what, this government doesn't represent me at all. It claims to, but it doesn't. So, therefore, I'm not going to bother sending in any more federal tax returns. Start there. That's an easy step to take. And then, you know, go a little bit further. When they pull you, don't register your car with the state, or don't renew your tag, or whatever. Do whatever you can. Just smoke marijuana in public. Whatever you can to disobey, to refuse to bend to these asinine rules and these bureaucrats that want to rule over our lives. It's time we stopped obeying these thugs. It's time. Or what do you want to do? Wait another 4 years and throw all your weight behind, you know, all your money and your time and your effort behind another savior, you know, in hopes that that he'll be the one to bring us out of this morass of statism and government control?
I don't see that either one of those solutions is going to work.
Where will you... What's your solution, Mark?
I don't have one.
All right, then. Well, I've got something, and it's something that people haven't really tried yet. We've seen how nonviolent civil disobedience can be very, very powerful, used even in very small doses. Let's increase the dose. Hour 3 is coming up. Manchester Cable Access viewers will be joining us for a simulcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to Matthew and Steve and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.